Well, just to give you the doubt that you're going to get to the spot. You've been in the league such a long time and never been to a Super Bowl.
I've never had any doubt at all. Every year you always think about, you know, I got to make the Super Bowl. Everybody's here. We got the best team, but injury set in, and we don't play consistently. But this year you can see how all of those things. If we didn't play consistent, if we guys got hurt, the next guy stepped in and played to a level to where it wasn't just a starter name that was on the back of the jersey or whatever. They played that way, and everybody, really wanted it, and that's why we are what we are, and that's what team's about.
You got a story about Kolar.
Say again?
Bill Kolar. Good story about
Bill Kolar?
Yeah.
Bond saying he's really excited. Bill Kolar is very excited, but when we was at the Senior Bowl Hall of Fame, me and him and Torrey Holt got inducted in the Senior Bowl Hall of Fame last year, and I think he was with Houston then, right? And we were just talking about defensive line and J.J. Watt and everything. And I was like, we were just, going back and forth. He did his speech. I did mine. And then maybe, a month later, he calls me. He says, those times we were talking about all those drills, those crazy drills that, I have the Houston Texans doing? We were about to do the same thing because I'm coming to Denver. And I look like, what? And so he got with Kubiak, he got the job, and it was good to see a familiar face already from his staff, coming in and to the Broncos.
How much has he helped?
Well, he's helped out a lot from all of the meticulous things of the drills, all the drills that we do, and making sure that the linebackers, meaning like the rush guys like me and Vaughn, are in sync with the defensive tackles like Malik and Wolf, and make sure we have a great rush, have the pockets right. And it's so small down to the incremental things that we do each and every day that he makes it really easy for us.
Hey, just on the draft day question, what's your sense of how close you were to going somewhere?
I didn't know at all. I just, when you think about, with me, it was just an opportunity. I didn't care, where I was going to get drafted at. It was just let me in. Let me in the house. Open the door for me. Let me walk through. So, I didn't think too much about, where I was going to be drafted. I said, I just need to use the opportunity, what I have, to get to where I need to be. When you get released, I played 9 years with Dallas. You don't think that, and I always, tell the guys it's a not for long league, and you don't know where your career is going to end up, but I've lived my life with people telling you what you can and can't do, and I sort of let that motivate me to do something a lot better or go to that next level and push me. And the Denver Broncos was my next stop. And you sort of use that, and they tell you you're 31 or you're 32, you're getting old, you can't still rush the passer, so you let those things sort of motivate you to play well. But then you have a young guy like Vaughn coming to the mix sometime when the fire's a little bit low. He adds a little bit of gas on there to fire it up. And that's what he did for me. I think Vaughn has been that number one reason to see, where I was and how he plays. And then now tailoring myself to where I add my brain to his and make him a lot smarter player and being able to use his athleticism. But then he sparks me. We did a drill the other day and we tried to see who's the fastest. I still beat him off the ball. But after that, he blows me out. That's just the way Vaughn is. And we talk trash and we push each other all the way going into the game and how we play.
So, Mark, besides just talent,
guys,
coaching,
such a physical brand of defense. Is there a mentality that you guys want the opposing offense to sort of remember that you guys, they were in a football game with you guys a handful of years later?
Defense win championships, and we're not going to stop being aggressive on, whoever we play. We're going to do what we do. And I think that's been, predicated on when you bring a guy like TJ and Tlaib in the game, the big hits. And, the league has changed where you can't do certain things, but you can't take the edge off because we're gladiators out there, and that's the way we play. And we bring that grit every week.
And I'm just curious about last week. Patriots offensive line was such an issue for them all season long. Did you guys kind of go into that game knowing that that was something you could expose because it was such a big weakness for them?
I don't think it was – exposing the offensive line, because Brady gets the ball off so fast. We harp all week to the corners. And, you know, Brady gets the ball off in 1.9 seconds. We're not going to get there. You guys have to hold them longer for, you know, the pass rush to get there. That's the only way, you know, we're going to be able to get pressure on them. And so we put it on guys like Tlaib and Chris Harris and TJ to, and also Vaughn, because Vaughn was sticking, you know, Gronkowski sometimes. You know, we have to, you know, have that. And so I give it up to the guys, you know, back behind us for giving us some, enough time to get pressure.
So has that game plan changed for this Sunday?
I think the same aggressive mentality. No matter what we do, we have to stay the same. I mean, there are going to be some tweaks because you got a guy like Cam Newton back there that can run around and string plays out. But, we just got to play up to that standard always.
You're talking about rushing the passes, so I need to know what the difference is when we start looking at taking
the I think you have to, you know, she asked me, is there a difference in rushing the passer? No, I mean, I still got to beat the tackle, but now, when you get back there, you got a guy that can run. So I might have to put my booster pack on once I, you know, get past the tackle to take him down. But you have to, you know, you got to play the same way.
How are Brock and Simeon relating to Cam Newton in practice?
Say again.
How is Brock and Simeon relating to being Cam Newton in practice?
I think the size and the height, but you can't, brain to simulate the speed. So you probably stick a running back there to let him run around a little bit. Actually, we've been doing that because he's one of those fast type guys that you can't simulate that. He's one of one. So, and everybody that's rushing, it will string the play out to where the running back will run all the way across the field. Everybody chases him, run all the way back to the other side of the field, and everybody chases him because he's going to take those type plays. And we have to get our wind up to take him down.
Well, what's the mean to you? You guys got the top defense.
It was who was it? Let me see. You stumped me on that one, man. Because we had a whole bunch of guys back there. I mean, just the practice squad guys. We had Torian. I mean, anybody that had some speed, we would stick them back there, knowing we're not going to pass the ball on this situation or to read plays. You know, to where I would have to maybe, you know, see Cam Newton or go to the pitch or whatever the play was. And just go from there because it happens so fast, faster than you think. I mean, Brock can get back there and pass the ball, but when it comes to running, and there's no one else that can do that except for a skill guy.
What's it mean to you guys to have you have the top ranked defense, but their defense is really strong too. Is it kind of a defining? Does it put more sense of pride in such that you're facing a team that's got in many ways a defense as strong as yours?
I think our defense have to play well to win this game, and I think the defense that gets the most turnovers and win in the trenches up front, that's who's going to win the game. Because I feel like defense, it always comes down to the defense, and defense win championships.
Marcus, obviously, kind of, he told you this is fountain of youth when he's describing you. I know you've had your injuries, but how have you kind of kept longevity, kept your career? Is it physical, mental, everything?
I think it's a little bit of everything, and sometimes you are what you eat. And you change your diet up a little bit, and I give it up to the training staff. They make sure they stay in the little small things, especially at this time of your career. And the strength staff, they make sure the guys are what they need to be, and they, you know, leave the thumb down the whole season to make sure you stay healthy.